Michael Dinker alongside Tegan Trahoon as we welcome you back to Chase County High School. 21-19 advantage for Chase County. Tegan, your keys in the second half.
Well, I think you've got to reestablish your defensive dominance down low. If you're Northern Heights, they really kind of let the wall fall apart there towards the end as Chase County went on that impressive run. Chase County, you've got to start getting around there a little bit more, work the ball around a bit more, and not play into Northern Heights' strengths. You've got to get on the gas pedal quick and keep it going.
Chase County with possession over to Tag Grill in the left wing. He'll throw up a 15-foot jumper that does not find the mark. Offensive board, though, by Rhett Rayer. It's knocked out of bounds by Colden Ryberg as Rayer was trying to find Cooper Schroer. Possession staying with the Bulldogs. Rowe inbound in front of his own bench, finding Rayer in the right corner. Rayer will look to skip it, but actually goes just here near side to Grow. Now on the free throw line to Schroer. Back to Rayer. Right wing three. No good. Fogle with an offensive board. His putback no good. Into the hands of Schroer. Schroer puts it on the floor. Still on the floor. And we're going to have a 3-second violation on Chase County. A little too long developing. Yeah. Trying to get a shot up there. And Hamlin will inbound it in the Colden Ryberg. Ryberg into the front court. Back to Hamlin. Hamlin up top, drives to the right elbow, finds Hines, right wing. He'll spin move at the elbow. Turnaround jumper short. Rebound to Vogel. Grow with it into the front court. Grow picking up his dribble. Now on the right side, or excuse me, left side to Rhett Rayer. Rayer back to Grow. Grow going left to right. Now over to Cothers. Cothers back to Rayer. And they'll reset the offense. Still working that 2-1-2 zone. Gothers into the mid lane. Throws up a jumper. No good. Rebound to Schroer. Into Vogel. Vogel. Jumper. Too strong off the rim. No good. Rebound. Rayer. Bulldog still with possession. Now to Grow. Back to Gothers. And a reset. 6.5 to play here in the third quarter. 21-19 our score. Chase County with the advantage. Schroer left corner. He'll drive baseline. He'll drive and be knocked out of bounds. His foot hitting the baseline, and it'll be a turnover against Chase County.
That's their 11th of the ball game, first of this half. But if any indication comes from the first half, it probably won't be their only.
Jared Campbell into the front court, backs down to the free throw line, kicks it out to Ryberg. Ryberg steps into the free throw line jumper, and he will be fouled on the shot attempt. He'll go to the line for two free throws. Foul was on Rhett Rayer, his second, team's first. Ryberg split a pair in the first half. Misses the front end. 6:15 to play in the third. 21-19 our score. Ryberg, second one. Good. Trims the lead to one, 21-20. Rhett Rayer will bring things up for the Bulldogs. He picked up by Campbell, trying to find Cothers in the corner. He does. Now to Vogel. Vogel between the legs to Schroer. Schroer, turnaround jumper, short. Rebound, tipped around, still tipping. And now one by Cooper Hamlin. Hamlin will look to push. Up the court we go to Braden Hines, right wing. Now to the right block. Off the window, good. Braden Hines, seventh point of the night, and the lead back to Northern Heights, 22-21. 5:40 now to play in this third quarter. Rhett Rayer in the front court, finding Pax Vogel at the elbow. Drive mid lane, rolls around the rim, and it's no good. Rebound to Hamlin. Hamlin pushing to Ryberg. Ryberg left block, European pro step, and the roll and the foul. He will go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Yeah, that was just a good drive right down the middle. He knew he had a guy in front of him, but feet weren't set. He knew he had the call in his favor, so he drove right through, got the layup, now has a chance to extend this lead to a two-possession game.
Dominic Cothers subbed out by Colin Monahan. The foul was on Dominic Cothers, his second, team second, and the free throw, good, by Colden Ryberg.
And the third starting to look very much like the first quarter as Chase County could not find the basket. Hardly at all, Northern Heights scoring at will.
6-0 run by Northern Heights to begin the quarter as Pax Vogel puts on the floor, but it's going to be last touch by Connor Arm. 25-21 our score, 5:14 to play in the third. second ball game for the Flint Hills League action for both of these teams. Both teams 0-for-1 in those standings. As Schroer trying to look it inside. It's taken away by Ryberg. Ryberg all the way off the window. Good!
Beautiful.
Holden Ryberg with 6 points to begin the quarter. An 8-0 run by Northern Heights will force a full timeout by Cade Witt. 5:05 to play in the third. Northern Heights lead 27-21. We'll take a 1 minute break here on the Erie Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. By Emporia State University, preparing today's students for tomorrow's future. By Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fellinger, it's your future, let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfellinger.com.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And Scott's Welding Service, 719 Graham in Emporia, your full-service welding fabrication shop with both in-house and mobile capabilities.
Timeout since commenced by Cade Witt after an 8-0 run by Northern Heights finds ourselves 5 minutes to play in the third quarter, a 27-21 advantage for Northern Heights. Northern Heights still working into that trapping zone. Schroer in the corner. Pass tip taken away by Jared Campbell. Pressure really affecting Chase County to begin this quarter. Campbell driving in the mid lane. Right block off the window and no good. They're going to call it on the floor, though, on the drive. Be the third team foul here in the half by Chase County. That was on Tagro, his second. So, inbounding, Colden Ryberg for Northern Heights. Chase County in a man-to-man defense. They'll go up top to Campbell. Quick three on the wing. Too strong. Rebound tipped around and won by Colden Ryberg. He'll be tied up and brought to the floor. Possession arrow will stay with Northern Heights. Of course, we haven't mentioned it yet, but Aiden Eidman, the junior for Chase County, lost for the season with that late season knee injury that he suffered in football. So that's an unfortunate loss for Cade Witt.
Yeah, that's a big blow.
He was an excellent starter for him last year as a sophomore. Northern Heights with possession. Braden Hines on the right wing. He'll go up top to Cooper Hamlin. Hamlin look to drive on Dominic Cawthers, driving with the left. Puts it on the floor. They're going to call a double dribble, or actually a travel.
Yep.
As
he got his hand.
Yes, go ahead.
Got his hand on it, and then he started taking steps, thinking that he hadn't quite touched it, I think. And unfortunately for him, he had full possession of it.
So Chase County will look to take advantage. Trailing things by 6, 4:20 to play in the third. Rayer picking up his dribble, finding Dominic, or excuse me, Tagro now over to the left side to Colin Monahan. Monahan will skip it into the corner to Tagro. Grow will look to drive baseline. He'll does. Up to the right block. Gets it rejected by Connor Arb, and the Northern Heights will look to push the other way. Hamlin up the court. We go to Campbell. Campbell right wing. Driving to the right block. Throws up a jumper. It's rejected by Monahan, but they're going to call a foul, I believe, on Monahan. Campbell getting the body contact as he was following through. Foul is on Monahan. His second, team's fourth. Halfway through here in the third quarter. Chase County still looking for their first point of the quarter as Campbell leaves it a little long on the free throw. He'll look for one more. 8-0 run to begin the second half by Northern Heights. Reclaiming the advantage. Second free throw, no good. But Campbell getting his own rebound. Turn around, put back, no good. And we're going to have a foul on Colden Ryberg on the box out.
Yeah, you can't leave those points on the board. You're up, but you're not up by much. And we saw what Chase County did in the third or in the second quarter. They came back and used a pretty impressive run to get them back in control. Northern Heights needs to start putting points on the board.
Actually, I'm going to say that was on Connor Arb. That's his third, team's first. Rhett Rayer with it in the front court. Gets the ball screen from Tagro. Now in the corner to Monahan. Monahan. Foot behind the line, three, leaves it long. Rebound to Campbell. He'll look to push up the court. We go to Braden Hines. Hines slows things down, waiting for the cavalry. Now up top to Hamlin. Hamlin wide open three up top. Good. Nothing but net. Hamlin's first points of the night, and the lead's out to 9. An 11-0 advantage to begin the quarter for the Northern Heights Wildcats. Great start to the third for Jacob Lang's Northern Heights Wildcats. And an entry pass into the post, taken away by Hines. They're looking to maintain the momentum here. Campbell in the front court, skip left side. He checked to Cooper Hamlin. Long. Not engagement, an offensive board by Colvin Ryberg. And the putback is good. Ryberg with 8 points in the quarter. And it's a 13-0 run now for Northern Heights.
Jacob Lang is fired up as his players on the court are.
We're going to have a walk by Tag Bro in the front court. Turnover once again to Chase County. Cade Witt almost beside himself.
Yeah.
2:55 to play in the third quarter. Chase County finds themselves trailing 32-21 after having a 21-19 advantage going into the half. Ryberg with it in the front court. Now right side to Braden Hines. Hines.
Ooh.
Dribble it out, and we have a player down. I don't know what happened over there.
I'm not really sure.
Ryberg got hit in the gut. Well, maybe.
Might be a little more south of the border.
Yeah, but I don't know what happened, but he is. I don't know what happened there, but.
I think a hand was flailing trying to get open, and it just hit the wrong spot.
Unfortunate break. He's up on his feet, walking it off. All smiles. It'll be a while before that goes away.
Yeah, that's not a fun time.
32-21 our score, 2:45 to play.
Poor children.
The official right in his face. Make sure everything's
you're all right, buddy?
Whew. And we're still having an official timeout trying to get things figured out. So, yeah, it was – they were trying to throw it underneath the baseline.
Yeah.
And they realized it needs to go on the far sideline. So that's where Braden Hines will inbound. 2:45 to play with an 11-point advantage. Hines over to Arb. Arb getting it tipped away, nearly taken away by Tagro. Back in the hands of Campbell. Campbell looked to drive. Down to the elbow, picking up his dribble. Turn around, jumper, short. Rebound to Vogel. They'll look to push to Monahan. Monahan. Transition offense taken away by Braden Hines. We're going to have a double dribble by Hines, and he's trying to get possession of the ball. They'll go back to Chase County.
Turnovers for turnover.
Chase County in a scoring drought to begin this third quarter. 2:24 to play, and they're still looking for their first points of the quarter. Monahan looking into Rayer, nearly taken away by Hamlin. Now back to Groh. Groh look to drive. Now to the wing. Now elbow, finding Vogel on the block. Vogel, heavily contested shot, will fall short, but he'll go to the line for 2 free throws. Vogel looking for his first points of the night, and I believe that's going to be on Arb. And if it is, that's foul number 4. Team's second. That is indeed the call on Arb. So Arb will most likely have to sit for quite some time, at least through the end of the third quarter. Vogel bangs it off the left side of the rim, no good. Subbing out Arb is the 6'8 junior Gabe King. 2 points so far off the bench. Second free throw from Vogel. Good. Ends the run by Northern Heights.
13-0 run to start this third quarter, though. That's still a big hole that you found yourself in.
Northern Heights with a 10-point advantage. 2:05 to play. Hines with it in the free throw line. Back up to Hamlin. Hamlin three at the top. No good. Rebound to King down low. His putback. The big man short. Rebound to Groh.
Got to finish those.
Rowe keeping it into the front court now. Puts it on the floor over to Rhett Rayer. 1:45 to play in the quarter. Rayer skips it back to Groh, right side. Groh will look for a ball screen. Nothing there. We'll find Monahan up top. Now left side to Schroer. Now to Vogel at the elbow. Turns and faces at the block. Puts it up off the window. No good, but they're going to call a travel before the shot. Colden Ryberg back in the contest. A-OK. He'll sub out Wade Burton. Jared Campbell bringing it up with a buck and a half to play in the quarter. 10-point advantage, 32-22. Cooper Hamlin now with the ball, skipping it over to Ryberg. Three on the left wing is good. Ryberg wasting no time. He has got 11 points in the quarter. Zone, trapping 2-1-2 zone, trapping zone for Jacob Lang still being applied. Vogel now over to Groh. He'll be trapped in the corner, look to drive, throws up an errant shot, rebound to Campbell. Under one here to play in the third quarter, 13-point advantage for Northern Heights. They're looking for more. Campbell over to Ryberg. Ryberg left wing. Picks up his dribble, kicks it out to Campbell. Campbell to the elbow. Now mid lane, throws up a jumper, and we're going to have a push away from the ball. Working on the post is going to go against Tag Groh. That'll be his third, team's fifth. So Groh will be sitting the rest of the way on the quarter. He'll be subbed out by Dominic Collars.
Groh having a conversation with the official. He feels like some of the calls are going the way they shouldn't, as he's been called for traveling quite a few times.
Campbell in the Ryberg, hot hand, short on the three. Rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of Collars. It will stay with Northern Heights.
And Heights, man, they only had 13 rebounds in that first half. They are now 10 more improved. They are really catching up here with Chase County.
Ryberg up top to Campbell. Campbell skips it over to Ryberg. Long three is nothing but net. There's the hot hand for Colvin Ryberg. The lead 16, 38-22, 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. Monahan over on the right side. Now to Schroer. Now to Vogel. Vogel over the outstretched arms of King, and it's good. 38-24, 14 seconds to go for Campbell as he crosses midcourt. Looking for one final shot to end the quarter. Campbell behind his back, over to the corner to Hines. Hines looking to drive, nothing there. Jumper in the corner, no good. Rebound to Schroer. Schroer's going to put up a three-quarter court shot. That'll fall short. So after three quarters of play, Northern Heights explodes for 19 points in this third quarter, and they have a 14-point advantage heading into the fourth and final quarter here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and are proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 344-0661. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison sports teams this season. Go Dawgs!
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills. Wishing the Bulldog teams success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. Griffin Real Estate and Auction, specializing in real estate along with farm and ranch auctions. And Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs!
Michael Deaker alongside Tagentrun, welcome you back to Chase County High School with Northern Heights with a 14-point advantage, 38-24 behind a 14-point outburst in the third quarter by Colvin Ryberg. He's got 15 on the night. Chase County with possession. Cooper Schroer gets a bucket to fall. He leads the way for the Bulldogs with 11. Trims the lead to 12.
See, and this is what we saw in the second quarter. Chase County started to answer back, kind of just penetrating down low. Northern Heights has got to tighten up.
Ryberg with it at the elbow over to Hamlin, left wing. He'll drive baseline. Throws up a five-foot floater that falls through. Hamlin with 5 points on the night.
It also doesn't hurt if you can just answer right back.
Lead back to 14. Schroer to Monahan in the corner. Now Rayer, now back to Schroer at the free throw line. He'll drive to the block. Puts it on the floor, and he'll be fouled. You can't let him get him that far. See who the foul will be called on. Foul is on Gabe King, his first, team's third. Tag Groh back in the contest for Dominic Cuthers. Groh inbound in the Schroer at the right elbow. Puts it on the floor, finds Vogel on the opposite side. Gets it poked away and taken away by Ryberg. He'll look up the floor to Braden Hines. Hines right block. Good. Hines up to 9 points now. Largest lead of the night at 16 for Northern Heights. Schroer left block off the window. Good. Good answer for the Bulldogs. They're going to need some defensive pressure to get back into this ballgame. Trailing things by 14, 6:45 to play. Campbell with it in the front court. He'll look through this burdensome clock. Skips it over to Cooper Hamlin. Hamlin will now look to attack at the free throw line. Throw up jumper there. Long, rebound tipped around, going to be won by Cooper Schroer. Chase County needs to put together some consecutive buckets now.
Northern Heights, on the other hand, needs to stay strong down low. Can't let them penetrate inside.
Vogel, jumper at the elbow. No good. Rebound to Campbell.
Hey, why would they look for the shot?
Campbell crosses midcourt.
We got the lead.
Chase County with the man-to-man defense. Hamlin with it now. Hamlin up at the top, now to Hines, right side. He'll drive to the free throw line, now elbow, kicking it out to Campbell. They're going to call a carry on Hines. 42-28, 5:58 to play in the fourth. Northern Heights in search of victory number one. They come into this contest 0-4. Chase County 3-1. But a gauntlet to begin this season for Northern Heights. As Cooper Schroer, nice cut, will get his sixth point of the quarter, 15th overall, trimming the lead to 12, 5:35 to play. Campbell over to Hamlin. Hamlin in the corner to Ryberg. He'll drive baseline, throw up a shot. He'll be fouled by Vogel. Ryberg going to the line for two free throws. Ryberg with the team high 15 points behind 14 points in the previous quarter.
So far, only 9 points in total here for Chase County in the second half. Northern Heights just doing a great job of coming out of that locker room after giving up that run.
Ryberg gets a friendly roll, having it fall through on the first of two free throw attempts, pushing the lead back to 13. Foul was called on Pax Vogel, his 13th, sixth. Second one, no good, but an offensive board by King puts it on the floor and travels. 43-30 our score. Northern Heights with a 13-point advantage, 5:26 to play in the ballgame.
Funny, 13-point advantage with 13 turnovers on the night, too, just for good measure.
Rayer, the front court to Groh. Groh, look inside to Schroer at the elbow. Kicks it back to Groh, three in the corner. Long, rebound, not won by anybody, and I think Vogel is struggling down below. He kind of rolled his ankle, I think, when he went up for that rebound. So he'll limp to the sideline, hardly putting any pressure on that foot. Hopefully Vogel is okay with another big 8-9 loss for the season. That's not going to help things for Cade Witt.
Well, we talked about physicality in these games. We've seen a lot of players kind of go down with some foot injuries here, a lot of fights for rebounds, and it can be a dangerous field when you got a whole bunch of people around you.
Hamlin with it. Trying to find Connor Arb. He's back in the contest with four fouls. Now to Braden Hines. Now up top to Campbell. Campbell skipping it to Cooper Hamlin. Left wing. He'll look inside to Arb. Arb will turn and face. Kicks it back out to Hamlin. Now in the corner. Braden Hines left open. Leaves it short. Three in the corner. Going to be rebounded by Colin Monahan. 13-point deficit for Chase County. Needing a bucket this possession. Schroer looking to go the distance. Jumper at the free throw line, good. Schroer, 8 points in the quarter. He's got a team high 17. Trims the lead back to 11. 4.5 to play in the ballgame. Campbell with it in the front court. Over to Hamlin in the corner. Hamlin will spin move on Cothers. Jumper, long rebound to Monahan. Tag Groh. 4:14 to play, looking to get it under double digits. Rayer up top to Groh. Thinks about a long three. Nothing there. He'll be trapped up top. Now to Cothers. Cothers left wing. Puts it on the floor. Over to Rayer. And it's going to be stolen by Ryberg. But they're going to say Ryberg had too much body trying to get that steal. Ryberg's second. Team's fourth. 43-32. Northern Heights advantage. Under 4 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Tag Groh, right wing. Now in the corner. Finds Cothers. Cothers to the free throw line to Schroer, and Schroer will be fouled right there. The Northern Heights 15 foul. And it was on
Arb.
Connor Arb. So that is number five. And he'll have to take a seat. Arbu in the contest. No points, but a lot of hustle.
Oh, absolutely.
On the contest. It doesn't really show up on the stat sheet. Gabe King back in the contest.
Hard to miss out there on the court with those shoes.
Yeah, it's a bright pink, kind of a old powder blue, like Royals powder blue, and then a neon yellow laces. Three in the corner by Rayer. Long rebound, fought for and won by Cothers. Cothers looking for a putback. Left his feet trying to get a pass up, and he comes back down, and that is a travel. Going to have a timeout taken by Coach Jacob Lang. 43-32, 3:39 to play. We'll take a quick break with him here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. By Emporia State University, preparing today's students for tomorrow's future. By Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fellinger, it's your future, let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfellinger.com.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Fourth quarter action here on the Area Game of the Week with Northern Heights with an 11-point advantage, 43-32, 3:39 to play in the ballgame. Kind of been rushing some shots during these possessions, last several possessions. I'm sure that's what Coach Lang was wanting to discuss. With 3.5 to play in the quarter, Campbell crossing midcourt. He picked up in a man-to-man defense by Tag Grow over Ryberg. Ryberg, 16 points on the night. Ryberg will double dribble along the perimeter. So a turnover going back to Chase County. They need to capitalize on that.
14th turnover for Northern Heights this ball game.
Rowe in the corner into Monahan. Off the window. Good. Monahan's first points of the contest.
There's
Crimson
time to
lead
work.
To single digits. 43-34. Hamlin in the corner. Now up top to Hines. Hines over to Ryberg. Ryberg will hand it off to Hamlin. Hamlin to Campbell. Campbell up top.
Great pump fake.
Drives to the block. And he'll be fouled on the floor. And they're going to give him two shots. But as Tegan said, an excellent pump fake to get the dribble drive going for Campbell. Seventh team foul, excuse me, for Chase County. Third on Monahan. First free throw from Campbell. No good. Off the back of the rim, no good. Campbell had 9 points the pace away from Northern Heights in the first half, but he's been held silent in the second half.
Well, again, you can't leave these free points on the floor. You've got to make sure you're knocking them down as he did there.
Lead back to double digits after the made free throw by Campbell, 44-34. Cothers needing a quick bucket here. Rayer over to left side to Grow. Grow looking inside, nothing there. Now to Monahan. Pax Vogel to the scores table. Yeah. He looks like to be okay. Cothers off the dome of Campbell, putting it on the floor, taken away by Hamlin. Hamlin will be trapped, and we're going to have a timeout awarded to Northern Heights. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take the 1 minute break with them. 2:21 to play in the ball game. Northern Heights with a 10-point advantage, 44-34.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And Scott's Welding Service, 719 Graham in Emporia, your full-service welding fabrication shop with both in-house and mobile capabilities.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and are proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 344-0661. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison sports teams this season. Go Dogs!
10-point advantage for Northern Heights, and they have possession with 2:21 to play in the ballgame. Full court pressure will be applied on the inbound by Rhett Rayer. They get the pass inbound to Braden Hines. He'll be picked up by Cooper Schroeder. Picks up his dribble and heavy pressure down to Ryberg. Ryberg heavy. Heavy pressure, but he gets into the front court now. Ryberg in the corner, looking to drive baseline, finding Coy Horton underneath, and it hit the top support system, and it's no good.
That's out of bounds.
Horton with the quick shot that possession. 44-34, as you might have heard Coach Lang say,
yep.
Kick that back out. We don't need a quick point. We got 10 points. This
we need to
hang our hat on our defense. Rayer over to Groh. 2 minutes left to play. Can they mount the comeback? Schroer up top to Vogel. Vogel with a three up top. Short. Nothing but air, but Monahan saves it into Rayer. Rayer underneath and good. Rayer with an excellent bucket. Trimming the lead to 8. Campbell in the front court. Lobbing it into King. King kicking it out to Ryberg. Ryberg over to Hines. Buck 35 to play. 8-point advantage for Northern Heights.
That's a prime example of why you just can't let a play just end. There's always an opportunity to extend it, especially if you can get a save like that.
Jace County with 7 fouls, and putting it in the backcourt is Hamlin. Heavy pressure going in the backcourt.
Wow.
He puts it on the floor, taken away by Schroer. Schroer in the front court, off the window. Good. No. No good. Rebound to Monahan. His putback no good. Somehow that did not fall for Cooper Schroer. Vogel with it on another board. Now to Monahan. He leaves it short. Rebound to Schroer. And we're going to call it over the back on Cooper Schroer. Much to the disdain of the Bulldog faithful.
There was a lot of contact on both ends of that ball. I'm surprised that the whistle didn't get blown a lot sooner than that.
But fortunate for Chase County with the foul on Schroer on the over the back. That's his third. Free throws will be awarded with a 1-on-1, so no really time taken off the clock. So Hamlin, front end of a 1-on-1. No good. Does not draw iron, and it'll go back to Chase County. 65 seconds to play. 8-point advantage for Northern Heights. This thing is not over just yet.
But Chase County has to do something they haven't done very well, and that's get in quick and get out.
Vogel at the elbow, looking to drive midline. Off the window, good. That's a quick bucket they needed. Leads to 6. Hamlin up the court to Campbell. Campbell over to King. King on the block. Will be trapped right there. Oh, get close to 3 seconds and a 3-second timeout.
Wow.
A turnover back to Chase County. 45 seconds to play. 6-point lead for Northern Heights. Can they hold on? 44-38 our score. Rhett Rayer into Tag Groh. Groh pushing real quick. Into the mid lane. Off the window. No good. They're going to call a foul on the block attempt by Gabe King. That'll be his second, team 6.
If you're Chase County, I talked about it with Northern Heights, but even Chase County, you can't leave these points on the floor. You have got to knock these free throw opportunities down.
Tag Groh, 2 free throws. Taking his time, bending his knees, and the release is good.
And this
7th point of the ballgame.
I've talked about this before, too, Mike, where sometimes it comes down to who hits their free throws more often than the other, and that could be a big difference maker here as we get into the very long home stretch with 40.2 seconds to go of Northern Heights hit and miss, Chase County a little bit more zeroed in.
Cade Witt's going to take a full timeout, hoping not to ice his free throw shooter in Tag Groh. The lead is 5 for Northern Heights. It was as many as 16 at one point in the third quarter. So an excellent job for Northern Heights Chase County to battle back into this one as the deficit's been trimmed to 5. Less than 45 seconds to play. 44-39 our score. Hard-fought Flint Hills League contest. Neither team wanted to drop to 0-2 in league standings. Of course, Northern Heights opened up league play with a 64-48 loss to Osage City. Chase County losing to Central Heights 50-39. At Central Heights, they picked up a victory over Lebo in their preseason tournament last week. So obviously we'll have Lebo Hartford on Thursday, we hope. Obviously Madison was the cause for that postponement in that contest with Madison-Hartford. But Lebo Hartford will continue our area game of the week coverage on Thursday. But second one upcoming for Tag Grow after the timeout by Cade Witt. It is good.
You need it.
Deficit is four.
Look for the pressure. Look for the pressure.
Pressure's in the backcourt. Campbell with it. Picked up by Campbell. He's going to be trapped. He puts it on the floor, and it's going to be taken away by Monahan. 30 seconds to play. Monahan puts it on the floor. Schroer picking it up. It's still loose. Campbell now to Groh. Groh knocking it out of bounds. Going to be last touch by Groh.
Whoa.
Right in front of Chase County. Just a back and forth action for the last 10 seconds right there.
And he's going to hear about it.
44-40. Our score. Northern Heights clinging to a lead. 23 seconds to play. Campbell into the backcourt to Ryberg. Ryberg right there. Heavy pressure into Hines. Hines over to Campbell. Campbell on the right wing. Pressure coming. He'll be trapped.
Whoa.
Actually hit with a knee as Tag Groh was jumping out of his shorts.
Jeez, this is.
And coming down on the Campbell. So Campbell 1-1 as that's the ninth team foul. Fourth on Tag Groh.
Tag Groh, I think, forgot this wasn't an MMA match for a second there.
No ill intent. He was
not trying to
mock away, and unfortunately Campbell was underneath. So 1-1 for Campbell. Cannot leave it short. Knocks it down.
A huge
free throw by Jared Campbell.
And even with that, it still makes this a two-possession game. If he can put this one up, it's a little better because they have to knock down threes.
Lead back to five. Second one, good.
Ooh.
46-40. Timeout taken by Coach Lang. It's a full timeout. We're going to stay right here the rest of the way with you. 14.6 seconds left to go in this ballgame. The miraculous comeback by Chase County will have to be even more miraculous if they're able to erase this six-point deficit. They trailed by as many as 16 points in the second half after leading 21-19 at halftime. They are starting to find things together offensively, but will it be too late?
You can kind of hear Coach Lang, don't foul, box out, play smart. I mean, he doesn't want any simple mistakes that could cost them this game. 14 seconds to go, that can be a lifetime in a basketball game. But if you're Chase County, here's the thing. This is essentially a three-possession game if you go for the quick shot. It's a two-possession game if you go for the long shot. The problem is Chase County, they haven't really been that successful. They're only 2 of 9 overall from beyond the arc here tonight.
46-40. Needing a quick bucket for the Bulldogs. 15 seconds left to go on the clock. Rayer with it. Pushing it up court. Picks up his dribble at the wing. Now over to Schroer up top to Groh. Groh three up top.
Good. Nailed it.
How about that?
And a timeout by Cade Witt.
Trims it to one possession. 46-43, 4.4 seconds on the clock. It'll be a full timeout by Witt. That is the 11th point for Tag Grow, joining Cooper Schroer in double digits. You got to get a quick foul, but the foul will be the 10th, so it'll be double bonus, and then you got to go length of the court back, hoping that whoever misses both free throws. You got to go for the steal on the inbound right here.
Here's the other thing, though, with that, Mike. When if they do miss those free throws, you've not only got to get the rebound, but you've got to get a man down the court in position to take the three in the span of 4 seconds. It's a big task.
But, you know, here's the thing, too, is what Coach Witt's having to talk about. If they go for broke on the inbound steal, Northern Heights can pretty much dribble it out.
That's
there
true.
There ain't going to be anybody back home on the back side.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting here on the inbound. 46-43. What a way to kick off our area game of the week.
Tight matchup.
Jared Campbell will inbound. He can go the length of the baseline if he wants to. Arb looking to inbound. We'll find Hines. He'll be fouled immediately by Schroer. Hines will go to the free throw line. Northern Heights faithful wanting a intentional as it was a two-hand push.
Yeah, it was
Ty Schroer,
yeah.
But I mean, everyone knows what he's doing. That'll be his fourth. So Groh and Schroer each with four fouls apiece. Double bonus for Braden Hines. 3.3 seconds to play. Can he ice it with at least one? First one. Rimming out, no good. Hines with 9 points on the night.
No pressure. I mean, he just kind of hung his head. He goes, oh, boy, this makes this a little more difficult.
Hines, the senior leader on this team, needing one more to ice it as Jacob Lang paces in front of us. Good.
Nails it.
Oh, but
no,
he crossed the line. Even this, he crossed the line. Dead ball. Chase County's going to inbound.
Oh, my gosh.
Trying to go deep. They need a three to tie. 46-43. Tegan, I've got goosebumps.
I know. This is
How
insane.
About They're going to tag Groh. He beats it, but Braden Hines tips it, and that will do it. Colin Monahan is just obliterated underneath, and that will do it. Our final score, 46-43. Northern Heights with their first victory on the season. And they improved to 1-4, dropping Chase County to 3-2. We're going to have to take a time to catch our breath before we get in the Rich Door Company postgame show, where we will look to have that postgame interview with head coach Jacob Lang, and we tally our postgame stats. But what a dandy one here in Cottonwood Falls tonight. Northern Heights, 46, Chase County, 43.